Rose Petal Soup. Long ago, a mother lived with her two daughters in a small cottage at the base of a great mountain. The small family lived together in peace and happiness, but one day the mother got sick. With each passing hour, the mother grew more and more ill until at last she lay on her mat with death tucked around her like a coverlet. The girls did all they could to help their mother, but all their efforts did not make their mother well again. They knew they must send for the healer, and when she arrived, she simply said, "Rose petal soup. Your mother needs rose petal soup." The younger spoke what was on both of their minds, "But it is winter now. A thick blanket of snow lays on the ground. Where will we find roses in the middle of winter?" "That I do not know. What I do know is this. Without rose petal soup, your mother will not live to see the spring." And with that, the healer left. The two girls watched the healer trudge out into the thick snow and disappear in the distance. The older sister turned to the younger and said, "If only the healer had said pine cone soup, that we could make a plenty, for pine cones litter the ground." "Yes, or quince blossom soup, for quinces bloom in the middle of winter. But rose petal soup? Where will we find roses?" Roses! All at once, both girls remembered that last summer, when they were walking the mountain roads, they had come upon a dark cave. At the mouth of that cave were two magnificent rose bushes. "Perhaps if we can find that cave again, we can dig underneath the snow, and maybe some rose petals still lay on the ground." And so the girls started out, climbing the mountain. As they were crunching their way through the snow, they noticed something very strange. As they went up the mountain, it became warmer, which is strange, because usually the higher in the mountain you go, the colder it is. But no. With each step, there was less snow under their feet, until at last the snow on the ground was as thin as a lace tablecloth. The air was warm. As they continued, bees buzzed around them. And finally, there it was, right before them. They had found it. There at the opening were the two rose bushes, abloom with color. The girls ran and began picking roses. When each had a good bouquet, they turned to go back down the mountain, when they felt something wrap around their waist. They looked down and saw an arm, which began to pull them into the cave. It was just an arm. There was no body attached to it. Long hair hung down from the arm to the ground. The girls called out for help, but there was no help to be had, for they were so far up in the mountain. Inside the cave was as black as midnight, as cold as stone. And there, standing before them, was a massive figure of a man, with hair dripping off of him. He bellowed, "How dare you steal my roses?"
Steal your roses? No, we only pick the roses for our mother."
"They are my roses. You took them, and so you shall pay." He called out, and from the walls of the cave came little impish creatures, with fire-red eyes and shiny swords blazing. They encircled the girls.
"Please, we meant you no harm. We only took your roses because our mother is sick and needs rose petal soup to get well."
"What care I for your mother? You stole my roses, and therefore you shall die. Kill them!"
The girls huddled together in each other's arms, trying to make their bodies as small as possible, when all at once the younger sister had an idea and spoke out.
"If we must die, so be it. But before we do, I have one question for you. Who brought us into this cave?"
"This is your day of death, and that is what you want to know from this life? Very well. It was I. I brought you in."
"No. No, it couldn't have been you. For I looked down when we were pulled in, and I saw an arm. Just an arm. There was no body connected to it, and as we can all see, you have a very massive body."
"It was I tell you. I have an invisible cloak. My arm just must not have been hidden under my cloak."
The younger challenged, "I don't think you have an invisible cloak." And the older echoed, "No, I don't either. We think that you are lying to us because we are only children, and you think we wouldn't know if you were lying to us or not. We don't believe you have an invisible cloak." Of course I have an invisible cloak. And with that he stomped over to the side of the cave with the sisters close behind. He reached up, pulled the cloak from the peg, and began to toss it around him, when all at once the two girls jumped up as if they were one, grabbed the invisible cloak, and threw it over themselves. And of course they became invisible. They crept out of that cave on cat-like paws, quickly picking up the roses they had earlier dropped in their fright, and began to run down the mountain as fast as they could. All the time they could hear his booming voice ordering, "Find them! Kill them!" And those little creatures ran all about the cave in a flurry, stabbing their swords into the empty air. But of course their swords did not find the girls, for they were already halfway down the mountain. And when the sisters were far from the sight of the cave, they let the invisible cloak drop and disappear into the snow. They ran. They ran through the biting snow. They ran to the warmth of their home. There they put on a pot to boil and made magnificent soup from the petals of the roses. They fed their mother that rose petal soup, one sip after another after another. And when all the rose petal soup was gone, the mother's strength was revived. The girls snuggled into the warmth and safety of their mother's arms. And she thought, rose petal soup? Huh, I wonder where my girls found roses in the middle of winter.